Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I have just totally been Dr. Jeremy this morning. A little bit ago, I was telling you that you need to lose some LBs, and you can start by just doing 8,500 steps a day to start losing weight. And now another story right here. If you're waking up all groggy because you didn't sleep well last night, they're saying that all you need to do is start practicing yoga. Yoga can significantly improve sleep quality for individuals struggling with insomnia. It was a big deal. It was like 22 different studies, almost 1,500 participants, and they all went out and did a little yoga or Tai Chi, just moving your body a little bit, and it enhanced their sleep. I don't know. I've never really done yoga, so I guess I could try this and see if it works for me.
Yeah, well, I guess, does it have to be a certain time of day, or it's just yoga overall? I'm wondering if it's like right before bed that helps with sleep.
It doesn't say what time of day.
Okay, so it must be just yoga in
just
general.
Just daily practice. Yeah.
But it will give you about an additional 2 hours of sleep per night, which is a big chunk if you're having a hard time sleeping. 2 hours ain't nothing to, fart at. Get out there and do some yoga. I take that back. I did do yoga once, and it was the hot yoga.
Nick Nack
pulled me into hot yoga, and speaking of farting, it smelled really bad. It was stinky in there, so I will never do it again.
You know what's worse than that?
What?
Hot goat yoga.
No, thank you.
I know.
That'll
do it.
Now, speaking of sleep, I'm pulling a page. I've done this a couple times in the past month. I used to be cool, but now it's my wife. She used to be cool. The other day, the old doorbell rang, and there was an Amazon package sitting out front, and it was this, completely flat package. I was like, what the heck is this? What did she order? She goes, ooh, my wedge pillow is here. And I was like, what? And she opened it up, and it was, vacuum sealed. Uh-huh. So it's like that memory foam. So she sliced it open, and this thing went, completely exploded and expanded, 12 inches, right? Been there.
Yeah.
And it's a giant triangle, essentially, because she's having issues with snoring still.
My wife is
a snorer. I love her to pieces, but all night long. So anyway, if you look at the pictures are ridiculous on Amazon. It's a giant, wedge of cheese-looking thing.
Like a triangle.
And you sleep at an angle, and it's supposed to help you not snore. They also list a bunch of other things. Back pain relief, acid reflux, sleep apnea, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and is this one of those things, too, that is 3 feet long? Is it really long?
It's longer than that, Katie. I take it back. So it's 7 inches thick in the back, and then it goes down to, nothing. But I would say it is probably 3 feet across.
Okay.
Maybe 3 feet deep. It's big.
Oh.
It takes up a big slice of the bag.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
she used to be cool.
Lays on her side with
back.
On her
she's
back.
A back
yeah.
sleeper, and that's part of the problem. So this is elevating her on her back.
Oh.
Here, I pulled up a picture of it. Here you go. There, see that?
Yes.
Doesn't she look beautiful? She looks like Cinderella laying.
I was thinking it was a pillow that she snuggled up against, right? It's supposed to keep her that way.
She's
but
at an angle.
If I
had a motorcycle, I'd take it outside and put it on the ground and take a sweet jump off
well,
of it.
Well, it's behind her. I think
it's
it's behind her and she lays down on it on her head and that helps her
All
not
I
snore.
Know is I looked over last night at her and I was like, oh. Is it time to file papers?
No.
Is it time?